The very first. Back we go in time for another famous or not so famous first. Today's topic is the unknown pitcher. Back in 1914, a very young, unknown minor league pitcher finished off his first season in pro baseball. The kid had a pretty good year for his hometown Baltimore Orioles, then a minor league team. His stats that season was a 22-9 record, including a one-hitter, and it suggested a promising future maybe in the major leagues. Now, his offensive record, a .231 batting average with only one home run, was not very impressive, but hey, good pitchers don't need to hit. 1914 was to be the kid's only minor league season. His contract was sold to the Boston Red Sox, and he went on to become one of the American League's premier pitchers. He had a 2.28 career ERA and led the league in complete games and shutouts 1 year each. Not bad for a young pitcher. Only thing is, this kid is not remembered as a pitcher. He's remembered as the greatest offensive player and home run hitter and maybe the best all-around player of all time. After being sold by Boston to the New York Yankees, his 54 homers in 1920 were more than any other American League team. He hit 714 home runs in his career. He finished with a career batting average of .342 and was the most dominating player of his era. Of course, that unknown minor league pitcher of 1914 was none other than George Herman Babe Ruth. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.